It's a beautiful day today, and we're glad that you're here. Coffee time on the deck. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. You'd think that this is what our life is like all the time, but it's not. Just so you know, this is really like exceptional that we get to sit with fairly quiet environment around us.
It never happens.
Yeah. So we're glad that we get to do this.
See, the thing about YouTube is you only get to see the good moments. You don't get to see the chaos. We're selective friends. But you will hear the kids behind us because it's a beautiful day in Saskatchewan. We're pushing just over
+6, I think,
which
today
is unusual for this time of the year. So they're playing behind us and we're having coffee time. And Janelle had an experience with her coffee cup right before coming out.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to reheat my coffee. I don't know.
Show the coffee
Any
cup.
Any of you moms? So this time I have this super mom cup that another friend, Teresa from Ontario, sent to me. And it says super mom all over it. I don't know if you can see that. But anyhow, I put it in the microwave to reheat my coffee because, you know, sometimes that's what you got to do. And it started sparking. I forgot that there was this like gold plating stuff on it. So, but anyhow,
many of you know that we're a homeschooling family. Janelle kind of leads that. We have 7 children, and our day, we try and start at 8:45, but sometimes we're late.
Came across, I think, just in our little homeschooling circle here in Saskatchewan, you know, people share different resources that have been really beneficial to them. And one that someone recommended was Into the Deep. But Into the Deep, if you even just go onto their website, they've got quite a few beautiful Catholic resources. And I think one of their main goals is to make beautiful, good quality, you know, resources to help, you know, catechize and evangelize our children. And so I got just the level one, the basic catechism program. And I'm really loving it. And one of the things that she encourages is that every single day you do something called the Daily Feast with your family. And basically what the Daily Feast is, that's what we do at 8:45 in the morning. I ring a bell in our house, and it doesn't say to ring a bell, but that's what we do just to get all the kids to come. And because I don't want to be yelling. The bell is replacing the yelling,
like
just
the
so
bell.
You know.
I like the
it's
bell.
Not a whistle like on Sound of Music. It's a bell. But anyhow, she recommends doing a daily feast in the morning, and it starts out with vocal prayer. So if there's any prayers that you want to, you know, do by heart with your children, so we do a morning offering. We do a prayer that I'm trying to get them to memorize for after communion. And then we also do the act of faith. That's currently what we're doing. Sometimes, like before Christmas, we were learning the act of contrition because we had a daughter going through sacramental prep for reconciliation. But anyhow, that's the first part. The next part is free prayer. So it's like spontaneous vocal prayer where people will just share like what intentions they want to offer up the day for. And it's really beautiful to hear like what our children have to offer and what they want, you know, what's maybe on their heart to pray for, you know, like for this couple who's trying to have a baby, or this person who just recently lost their husband. Like, it's just really beautiful. Or even people who died years ago, like they're still praying for them, and it's really moving.
These are really good habits to establish.
Yeah, and I really like the pattern of this daily feast. Then the next thing is a memory verse. So then you take a scripture, and she has a whole bunch that she recommends, and then we start memorizing scripture. So just one line at a time. So right now we're learning Psalm 56, no, what is it? Yeah, 50, oh, I'm getting mixed up. Psalm 63:4, which is, as long as I live, I will bless the Lord. Right?
Something
or is it,
here.
I will bless the Lord as long as I live. Anyhow, as you can tell, we're learning as well.
Yeah.
And then after that, she recommends the next step is to pray, or not pray, but to read a Bible story. So sometimes I'll read a Bible story, but this is where the next part comes into play, where I'm using a new resource. But maybe before I get into that resource, I'll just finish. And then you end with a song, with a hymn. And so sometimes we sing like Immaculate Mary. Sometimes we sing Holy, Holy, Holy. You know, just different kind of songs that are pretty easy to just know off the top of your head. So what I do, if I'm not going to read a Bible story, I read from this book. It's called The Saints and the Call to Friendship with Christ. And I really, really like this book a lot. So I'll alternate sometimes between a Bible story and then a saint story, like if it's a specific saint's feast day. So one thing about this book that I really love is that it starts with January 1st, and it has different saints whose feast day is that day. And she doesn't have one for all days of the year, but a lot of the days of the year. And some of these saints are a little bit obscure, or some of them are obviously some that we don't know. Some are more modern. So, for example, today we read about St. Thomas Aquinas. So some of them are like saints that we grew up and have heard about.
About St. Thomas Aquinas, did you know that he wanted to become a...
Dominican.
But his mom wanted him to be a what?
Benedictine.
So his mom got him locked up in their family castle tower.
Yeah.
Talking about a mother imposing their will upon their child.
Yeah. Anyhow, it's a beautiful story.
But what we learned about it was that St. Thomas Aquinas just prayed that... He didn't pray that God would release him from that prison in his own house or castle. He prayed that God's will would be done. And then what a great lesson. We often fight against our circumstances. Change the circumstance. Change the circumstance. And that's our prayer. St. Thomas Aquinas, when he's locked in a tower, asks for God's will to be done. That's a great lesson to start off your day, isn't it?
Yeah. And then there's always like a beautiful drawing for each of the saints in here. So this is by Nancy Banzuk. I hope I'm saying it properly. But she's also started up the Catholic Sprouts podcast. So that's something that our family has utilized in the past as well, and it's beautiful.
I didn't realize it was the same lady.
Yeah, it's the same lady. Oh. And yeah, she's a mother, and I followed her for quite a long time now, like probably like 6 or 7 years. And you just see like all the new content and materials that she's coming out with. It's really beautiful to see these different ministries growing, you know, in the course of my own motherhood. So anyhow.
Well, Nancy, if you end up watching this video, we just want to say we appreciate your ministry and your content. I like Catholic Sprouts. It's wonderful. It's enriched my spiritual life. The saints are our friends in heaven. And what do our friends in heaven do? They want God's will to be done in all things. So we have this funny understanding sometimes when somebody dies and they go to heaven, they're completely disconnected from what's happening on earth. Not true. The souls in heaven want what God wants. And what does God want? He wants all to be saved. So what do our friends in heaven do? They pray for our salvation. They are not indifferent to our circumstances. And those saints that have struggled in areas that we are struggling in, but have overcame those particular struggles that we are struggling with, can be particularly helpful for us. So if you find yourself locked in a tower, go ask St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We're all locked in something. In mindset, in circumstances that we can't get out of. So St. Thomas Aquinas, that's one way that...
Yeah, so this is exactly what she says. She says, and so when you feel trapped, know that the most powerful thing you can do is pray. Ask God to act, and then patiently and confidently wait for Him. He will hear you. So she not only just tells the story, but she also talks about how it can be implemented in our life. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So are we done with this? Or you have more?
Well, I have a couple other things.
You keep on
going. I just feel like, okay, I know that maybe this isn't pertinent to all the people who like love to hear more about, you know, maybe the state of the church or how things are going in the world. But I like to talk about mom things. So two podcasts that have really been blessing me. And I don't get to listen to podcasts very often because I'm not really alone very often. And, you know, there's just so much noise. So I kind of want to eliminate the amount of volume around me. But it happened just a couple times where I was driving by myself. So I've been listening to Catholic Mom Calm. And I love her. I feel like she is like... I don't know. She just speaks my language. And she's totally in it, in the same place as I am. You know, she's got 6 kids and she's homeschooling. And, you know, these things are not necessarily just for homeschoolers. Obviously, it's for anybody who wants to grow in their faith. And this specific podcast is for moms who want more calm in their life. And it, she says that we find more calm by coming closer to Christ and the church. So that's one of the podcasts. And then another one that I really love listening to is Beloved and Blessed by Kimberly Hahn. And I feel like she's like the mother who's gone through it already, and so I can learn so much from her wisdom and her experience. And she was sharing something that I was just listening to yesterday about, you know, even with our children, like as soon as they kind of start entering into puberty and, you know, 13, 14, but before they are obviously of the age to be dating and, you know,
discerning marriage
or their vocation, like seriously discerning their vocation, she said it would be really good to sit down with them and just talk to them what would be some good traits or characteristics of a good spouse. And I thought that was really good. And she said it's important to do that before they're already in a committed relationship. So you shouldn't do that when they're already dating someone, but to do it early ahead of time, because you know, it's just more comfortable and not awkward. And it's good to have that open conversation with our kids. So I like that. It's helping me because I'm not always super comfortable talking about all these kinds of things. But I realize, like, I want to be the ones that our kids come to when they have questions, right? I want to be that expert. Because if somebody else is the one who's, like, telling them, you know, information about, you know, whatever.
Well, what a great conversation to have with your child about what do you think is going to be a good husband? What kind of characteristics do they have? Or, you know, for my son, what would make a good wife? Tell me, what do you think? When that conversation starts early, so wonderful, because then it's a natural progression as they start entering into that courtship phase.
Right. And then it also helps them, too, to emulate the virtues in their own life, right? And the other thing, like, even talking about different orders, you know? Like, it's beautiful. Like, today when we spoke about St. Thomas Aquinas, like, what's the difference between the Benedictines and the Dominicans, you know?
Circling back to podcasts, friends, we do have a podcast, so you're welcome to listen to it too. So all our videos now are put onto the Catholic Minute podcast, found on your favorite streaming platforms, whether it be Spotify, Apple, or there's a whole host of others. So all our episodes now can be found there. You're welcome to listen. We're blessed that you tune in and watch. This one maybe hit your niche or not. I don't know. This is our life, so we're sharing it with you. We want to grow closer to Jesus and bring our children with us to heaven. That's our goal as parents. What else is there?
And that's it. Till next time.